We set aside, we Americans do, one day to honor some incredibly special men and women. The day is termed Armed Forces Day. That day occurs this week on Saturday, May 20. Set aside, my fellow Americans, to think about what the day means. Set some quality time aside. This special day allows us publicly and privately to honor the incredibly brave men and women who serve us in the United States Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, and the National Guard. In fact, all men and women who are ready, willing, and able not only to serve, but if necessary, to lay down their lives in defense of freedom, in the protection of the greatest country in the history of the world, that would be America, our beloved America. And so we should honor them every day of the year. These men and women serving us are really special. For me personally, these courageous men and women are heroes, no matter the service, the rank, or the duty. I know that whatever they do it for me, and for you, and for all Americans, and therefore, I, for one, am grateful. My personal practice is to thank every man or woman I see in uniform for protecting my family, my friends, and America, and me. I salute them whenever I can. Do you? Perhaps you should do the same. They are so often unappreciated, even scorned in liberal and progressive circles, ridiculed and disrespected, and the United States Armed Forces have just endured 8 years of a president who really had little respect or appreciation for them and the military in general. Don't you agree? The new president has promised to change that, and change it radically. America, Mr. Trump says, will once again be strong, and bold, and courageous, and strengthened, and appreciated, and investment in the military is critical, says President Trump. It's critical to make America great again. Former President Theodore Roosevelt, way back when, had what appears to be sound advice for the president and the courageous members of our military. Roosevelt said the following, "The leader for the time being, whoever he may be, is but an instrument to be used until broken and bent to be cast aside. And if he is worth his salt, he will care no more when he is broken than the soldier cares when he is sent where his life is forfeit in order that the victory may be won. In the long fight for righteousness, the watchword for all of us is spend and be spent. It is a little matter," says Roosevelt, "whether any one man fails or succeeds, but the cause shall not fail, for it is the cause of mankind." In short, President Trump, says former President Theodore Roosevelt, give it your all. Give it your all. Do the right thing and do everything necessary to win. To win the battle. To win the long fight for righteousness. And it is a long fight. And it's never ending, for the axis of evil is there, always and growing. Any nation taken over by evil men adds to this axis and the potentiality for evil. Mass destruction and barbarism increases. The cost of freedom, defending freedom, has never been higher. All of us American citizens, must be involved. Militant terroristic Islam is at work the world over. Iran is a nation to be feared, and now, despite the hypocrisy of mainstream media, is indeed a nuclear threat. That nation will one day use nuclear weapons to accomplish its satanic ends. Iran sponsors terrorism the world over, including Hezbollah, Hamas, the Muslim Brotherhood, and so many other terror cells and groups. A watchful, engaged, well-equipped American military, ready to do battle, may be the only antidote. If there is such a thing as a just war, that war could well be waged by the American armed forces, really armed, ready for battle, nuclear or otherwise, which has not occurred in the last 8 years. We're not ready, President Obama. And President Trump knows the dangers of ISIS or ISIL, Islamic State in the Levant, and Trump has determined that this evil force will be fully defeated. Trump has ordered the American military to draw up a plan for the conquering and the extinction of ISIL, once and for all. The president sent a message to ISIS that the worst is yet to come by dropping a mammoth bomb on ISIS territory with, if necessary, much more military force to follow. Sooner or later, America will feel the wrath, the destruction of ISIS in our very own country. Unless ISIS is defeated in the Middle East. We have no choice. We really have to do that. And then there is North Korea with nuclear capability and ever-growing intercontinental ballistic missile prowess. North Korea's madman leader Kim Jong-un has openly threatened America and experimented with ballistic missiles and nuclear-armed missiles, which are capable. Are you aware of that? They are capable of reaching America. Like it or not, Trump and the American military will have to deal with this madman Kim, for North Korea is yet another military force, part of the Axis of Evil. The Axis grows. And of course there is China, a serious and significant military force. China is a serious threat to Japan and many other surrounding nations. Should China ever ally with North Korea, that would be a military force with capability of destroying most of the civilized world if they went for it. And of course there is Russia, reorganized, rebuilt, the great bear on the prowl. Vladimir Putin is determined to rebuild as much of the old communistic Russian Empire as possible. Witness the Russian aggression in the Ukraine, and more to come. Russia has become a strong participating ally with Iran in Middle East affairs. Boy, that's a powerful twosome. Military kinship between these two countries strengthens every day. Both have serious nuclear capability. Iran does, whether we like it or not. And banded together, Russia and Iran would be an unbelievably formidable military force. And my friends, the world has never been a more dangerous place. Some feel absolutely certain that nuclear warfare is soon to come. Military experts say that the Third World War is not a question of if, but only when. Small wonder that millions upon millions of Americans call for a strengthened military, the rebuilding, the re-energizing, and the revitalization of our armed forces. What better time to consider it than the week of Armed Forces Day? These military experts say that we have no choice. We have no choice if we wish to survive. It's not a matter of waging war out there. It's a matter of protecting our very own precious America. Unless we are ready for the new warfare, nuclear warfare, and terrorism, and lone wolves, and surprise attacks, and terrorism at work on soft targets like hospitals, and schools, and universities, and even businesses, we would not survive, and our great country would experience destruction like never before in its history. 9/11 would be almost a non-event compared to what could happen. On guard or on decline, one or the other. The times demand it, these military experts say, if America is to survive. Build and rebuild the armed forces. Energize them. Make our defenses great again. Our ability to conduct modern warfare should be at the highest possible level. If not, we will surely witness the decline and even the end of the United States of America, somehow, some way. The majority of Americans think these military experts are right. We should not just hope and pray, but we should be ready. We should be watching, as the scriptures say, for that thief in the night who enters when no man is watching and does the damage. Similarly, a nuclear attack on America will come as a thief in the night with unbelievable destruction unless we are ready, militarily ready and watching and protecting. President Trump has promised that will happen. Let's make sure we hold him accountable. The Israelis, constantly bombarded with missile attacks from Lebanon and Gaza, the Sinai, have developed David's Shield. That is a massive protective covering which guards against missile attacks, identifies them, and explodes them in midair before they can do damage on the ground. Many think America needs something similar, for evil countries like Iran and North Korea will have that intercontinental ballistic missile capability which can threaten America. Russia already has it. So we need to be ready, a new kind of ready, to defend America, America's way of life and America's freedoms. Our people deserve that reestablished priority. Our armed forces now fight in Iraq and Afghanistan. We are at war, in combat. The lives of American armed forces lost every day in our defense. President Trump has promised to win those wars, to do whatever is required to gain victory, and remove our forces only when the battle is won. We should hold Donald John Trump to that promise. A war of any kind should be fought to win or not at all. The lives of Americans, men and women, committed to the defense of America, deserve nothing less. But you know, my fellow Americans, our military has become politicized. The Obama administration was far more concerned with the military being politically correct than efficient and current and modern. The gay agenda was advanced while all things religious and especially Christian were attacked and even extinguished. For example, take Manifa Sterling, who was a courageous Christian soldier serving in the Marine Corps. Sterling liked to put Bible verses on her computer during the day to give her strength and comfort. One such verse, which she put in her private computer, was the following: "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." Again, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." Amen to that. And for that, Soldier Sterling was court-martialed by politically correct superiors and given a bad conduct discharge from the Marine Corps. Can you believe that? Such an action was prompted by the liberal progressive groups ACLU and this one, Freedom from Religion Foundation. What an awful group. And there were others involved too. But right-thinking conservative men and women brought legal action, and now the Sterling case will be heard by the Supreme Court. That's right, the United States Supreme Court. Not just for justice for Sterling, but for all men and women of faith like Soldier Sterling, who are willing to serve in the armed forces as men and women of faith. Oh, my fellow Americans, let us hope and pray she wins and justice is done. Our military forces need a serious mental and political cleansing from top to bottom, and the leadership of our armed forces needs to be recommitted to all things military without the corrosive effects of things politically correct. Trump has promised to make that happen as a significant part of making America great again. Do it, President Trump. Do it. These courageous men and women in the armed forces not only need to be honored on Armed Forces Day, but in fact every day. They need more than ever to be respected and appreciated. We the people should give them that respect and the thanks they so justly deserve. I say, honor these heroes, not just Saturday, May 20, but every day. And we should also make certain that they are well and fairly paid. They should be adequately compensated in accordance with the duties they perform and the risks they take. And that is especially true with regard to our veterans. The housing, medical care, support, and financial assistance for these veterans, so many wounded and physically challenged for the rest of their lives and in sore need, has been so often unjust and unfair. The Veterans Administration has done so much wrong, and that must be corrected. Trump has promised to completely revise, revamp, and rebuild through the Veterans Administration to give our fallen heroes, what they deserve. And we should hold him to that promise. These men and these women, again, are heroes, and they should be treated as such. We owe them, my fellow Americans, these servers, these veterans, especially those in combat, but not just them, but all who support them, not only on Armed Forces Day, but every day. So I ask you to think about them on their special day. I ask you to pray for them and to help them any way you can. Perhaps you could visit a veterans hospital or a retirement home or individual families of veterans in need. Perhaps you could help them. Do for them on their special day as they have already done for you and will continue to do. That, my fellow Americans, is the right thing to do. Honor them, for they are America at its best. I say on Armed Forces Day with all of my heart, God bless America, and God bless you, the heroes of our country.